This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C. and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God: God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
If you missed yesterday's show, it is up on YouTube and other places, people, you can find it. But yesterday, I also had the show, and I mentioned some news items that even with a three-hour time slot, I failed to get into. But that's okay, because every issue is important, and political corruption is virtually endless, unfortunately. But I'm going to try and get into it today. It is day two since the parliament in Yemen banned the use of drones. So far, the U.S. has complied with the law a full two whole days. Yay. We'll see how long that will last. It's almost the same length of time that Obama was in office before he started using the drones to murder people, which was a whopping 3 days. So basically, they had the inauguration, he partied, then slept it off, and then got to work murdering people with high-tech terrorism. That actually, it was a record breaker to bomb someone only 3 days after becoming president. The prior record was held by the prior president. That was George Bush, old W. He waited a whopping 17 days before he and Tony Blair went and bombed Baghdad, who'd already suffered enough. This is long before 2003 when they started the Iraq War. They went and bombed Baghdad after 17 days. And that was about the same length of time that the U.S. upheld its agreement that it just made with Iran less than a month ago in Geneva with the P5 plus one in the talks. They have already started expanding the sanctions, and of course that was to derail the peace process. I don't think that would shock anybody. But if anyone would like to take a guess on how long it's going to take before the U.S. conducts another drone strike in Yemen, please call in and make a record of your number. I'm hoping they won't drone strike in Yemen, but all the experts agree that they're going to, and that the U.S. doesn't even obey its own laws, much less laws made in Yemen. And I know maybe some people are thinking, like, where is Yemen? Who cares? Why do you talk about Yemen so much? And I just want to point this out. First of all, every place matters. But if you remember, the USS Cole bombing took place in Yemen, where they blew up our ship, terrorists. This is the official version, by the way. All the video footage of that attack, kind of like the Oklahoma City bombing and many other terrorist attacks, magically was disappeared. And Everybody who got arrested somehow broke out of jail. And a couple of the culprits, well, culprits slash privateers who were involved were named Al-Hazmi and Al-Mihdhar. And some of you may, if you are 9/11 researchers, you recognize those names right away because they were later two of the 9/11 hijackers. They came openly, and they lived in the United States, despite being on the State Department's no-fly list. and they used their real names. They used their real names, and they lived in the United States, in California. And they had a roommate who was a GID agent from Saudi Arabia. Now, how this wasn't tipped off to the FBI, well, it probably was, but, you know, they don't even have an excuse for this in the official version, but how could something like that reach a point of this magnitude without anybody noticing? And why weren't all these connections reported, at least afterward, after the fact? It could have been dug up, and they could have said what happened, that these USS Cole bombing culprits were living openly in the U.S. and ended up being on the flight that rammed into the Pentagon. And the reason is because it all started in Yemen, a country that's not mentioned before sixth grade history books, if at all. And so they don't really matter. So what I'm saying is, one, everybody matters. And two, you never know where something big is going to start, where it's going to begin. But you can guarantee that all this killing in Yemen, in Pakistan, in Iraq especially, and Afghanistan, and the generation that had to grow up in the middle of all that, will and is going to lead to backlash in the near future. In fact, drone technology itself, like airplanes and other war toys and weapons of war that the West used to hold a monopoly on, are going to proliferate. That is an inevitable thing. They cannot be contained. And this is going to mean consequences for the government's actions. Look at how many countries today have nuclear weapons, which are a heck of a lot harder to build than the drones. And yet many people have them. And one parasitic nation, which still denies that it has nukes, even though it's been confirmed that they have them, is what I refer to as Foreign Country A. Now, some of you may think Foreign Country A is a spoof about the Libby scandal and the Plame affair and the Yellow Creek uranium. And it would be, because they did refer to Israel as Foreign Country A in that trial. But I'm going all the way back to Inouye's cover-up for the Israeli role in Iran-Contra, where during, you know, Ollie North and that whole scandal, which was on television, they also refused to say the word Israel. They just referred to them as Foreign Country A. Foreign Country A is a little racist friend with the fellow ethnic cleansers over in Israel. And they got their bomb by stealing both material and technology from the United States. And if you're really interested in how that happened, look up the Zalman Shapiro and the infamous NUMEX scandal, that's N-U-M-E-C, that's in Apollo, Pennsylvania, which is now polluted with the uranium they dumped all over the place, the poor town. Or you can go over to Sabell's site on Boiling Frogs, if you're a member, and listen to my interview with Grant Smith. It's a fascinating tale. In fact, I'll upload that after this show on my own site. You can watch it on ANC Report. On how Israel got the bomb, there's a book out about it as well. It's mind-blowing stuff. And Israel's sitting prime minister, Bibi the clown, tantrum-prone and alcoholic Netanyahu, was himself involved in smuggling Krytrons, which are nuclear triggers, through Heli Trading Company, which was one of the many front companies set up by the now-admitted Israeli spy and Hollywood mogul, Arnon Milchan. Now, this is an interesting character. He came out just a few weeks ago and admitted that he's a, well, not just admitted, bragged that he was a spy for Israel, that he assisted Israel, and, you know, he's an ever-loving Zionist, and, you know, he has his racial identity to the state and everything. But this guy was, he's been the producer for a lot of famous films, Pretty Woman, for example, but I think the most important film he got involved with was JFK. He was the producer of, and he was responsible for, the Alex Jones-level whitewashing of any mentioning of the word Israel from the movie JFK from Oliver Stone. He gave you the kosher version of JFK, the last president to go after Israel for its nukes, maybe the only one. And JFK also supported the Palestinians' right of return. 2 days later, he was shot. He went after the Zionist Organization of America, the ZOA and AIPAC, which you've all heard of. He and Bobby were trying to force them to register as foreign agents, because they certainly are. And then somebody shot him. And somebody shot his brother. His brother was killed by a Palestinian. That's how over the top the story is, drugged out of his mind. And then JFK's successor, aside from having an affair with Matilda Krem, who's an Ergon operative from Israel, also gave support to the Zionists in the 1967 war. And I'll get back more to JFK and the Israeli role right after the break. You're going to have to hold through it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblock has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblock and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblock is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Hey, welcome back. This is the What Really Happened show. I'm Ryan Dawson, substituting for Mike Rivero. And before the break, I was talking about Arnon Milchan, and he's the producer of JFK, that somehow he's an arms dealer, first of all, for Israel and a spy. And he was involved in the movie JFK, which didn't mention Israel whatsoever, which is mind-blowing because that's a not to total blame or any, you know, it's like the whole piece of the puzzle or anything, but to admit that their role and motivations behind killing Kennedy, especially Bobby Kennedy as well, is utterly preposterous. But this is the man that set up these front companies where Netanyahu, this is before he's prime minister, but Netanyahu was smuggling in Krytron triggers to Israel through Heli Trading. Now, I was saying, the recap, how JFK and RFK were going after the Israeli lobbies, wanting to register them as foreign agents. Bobby issued them a 72-hour memorandum saying, you better do this. This is, of course, they end up shooting his brother. But JFK had supported the Palestinian right to return, and he was trying to inspect Israel's nukes in Dimona. He said he said the bleepity bleeps lie to me all the time. And then he ended up dead. And then his brother was killed by a Palestinian. And then you see Johnson come into power. Johnson was having an affair with an Israeli operative. And he also gave support to the Zionists in the 1967 war. And he's the man who sacrificed to them the USS Liberty. And I'm sure you've all heard the story of the USS Liberty. The Israelis attacked it, an American ship, killed Americans. They attacked it in unmarked planes. They torpedoed it. They shot up the life rafts. They tried to murder everybody on that boat. But there were survivors, and their story got out. And then these men were threatened if they talked about it, if they spoke about it. And the entire event was covered up by Admiral McCain, who's John McCain's father, who married into a very prominent Zionist family. John McCain, aside from possibly Lindsey Graham, is probably the most ardent supporter of Israel in the whole Senate. Maybe Lieberman used to be worse, splitting hairs there. But Lord, they are lucky the internet wasn't around in 1963. Oswald gets shot by Jack Rubenstein, a Jewish mafia member with ties to the Lansky Group. The Dulles brothers, one of them was dead by then, but both were Christian Zionists. They're involved in the Suez Crisis as well as Operation Ajax. The whole affair would have been unraveled and debunked in days had the web existed back then. Can you imagine everyone seeing the Zapruder film right away? I mean, there's no doubt, if you're one of these people that just in denial of conspiracy, and I know there are a lot of stupid conspiracies out there, but this isn't Jonestown. We're talking facts. Every covert operation that's ever been done is a conspiracy. It's on film. Kennedy's brain is blown out the back of his head. Therefore, somebody behind him did not get the kill shot. Had to be somebody in front of him. You look at Bill Still did some great what we call breadcrumb videos, just putting out some little nuggets of facts about the Umbrella Man and the Cuban, which doesn't mean he's Cuban, that's just his nickname. But I mean, come on, they're sitting there with a walkie-talkie and signaling people. He opens this umbrella and waves it up and down. He said it was a Chamberlain protest, which is totally obscure. It doesn't make any sense at all. It was a visual signal, obviously, because when everybody's running around, I mean, shots are being fired. Multiple shots. People are screaming. People are hitting the deck, laying on the ground, covering their heads. And then afterward, they're either running toward the book depository or toward the grassy knoll. And these two guys are just sitting on the curb, chilling, talk to each other, say something on that handheld walkie-talkie a few times, and then split up in different directions. And the guy at the umbrella had to testify later to the Senate investigation. This isn't until the 70s. This is way after. And he acted like he didn't know the president had been killed. He said he heard it afterwards. So he botched his testimony completely because he's on film there 20 feet away. It would have been impossible for him not to hear all the shots and see everybody screaming and running around him. So the man is lying. He's obviously part of it. I plan on making a documentary about the whole thing if I can finance it. But like today I worked 8 hours, and now I'm staying up from 4 to 7 a.m. to do this show. I hardly have time to eat a real meal, much less make a movie, but I am planning on it in the future, because I think JFK is very important. I'm not one of these people that heroicizes the Kennedys like a lot of people do. I think he was a mediocre president, but people have to understand that this special relationship with Israel began with Lyndon Johnson. And I'd recommend watching Decades of Deception. It's free. It's on Vimeo. It's on YouTube. You can buy it if you want it to, but that gives you the macro version of what went down there. And I don't want to eat up the whole time talking about Kennedy. It's an interesting subject to me, but I don't know how vital it is for you. But that is something. If you want to call and ask a question about it, I will address it. But I do want to move on to some other news for a bit, because yesterday I ran out of time. Now, yesterday I did mention that there was a hearing by the Foreign Affairs Committee on Afghanistan, which there was. And now I've posted the juiciest parts of that up on ANCReport.com. These guys, this just makes me furious, and I'm so tired of this. But they didn't have a clue how much the war had cost or how many Americans had died this year. And I've got the audio for that. If you want to see the clip, you can go to ANC later if you want to refer it to a friend. But I've got the audio, if we can get the soundboard to cue Afghanistan clip one.
What the state-approved criminals did to a Mr. David Eckert down in Deming. And
well, that's the Will Grigg clip. We got the Afghan clip. We had the hearing there.
Let's hear the clip from the Foreign Affairs Committee hearing on Afghanistan that I spoke about on the What Really Happened show yesterday. This is from a two-hour hearing. This is just a little five-and-a-half-minute excerpt of it, where they didn't know how much money has been spent. They don't know how many Americans have died. They don't care about any of that stuff, yet they've got a plan to stay in there another 5 years. No exit strategy, and in lieu, and straight in the face of them dealing drugs and murdering people and the height of cronyism and corruption with Karzai, all of that, they get asked about it, and just watch. This is utterly disgusting. We need to get more proactive about this. It is time to get out of Afghanistan.
Thank you. We go now to Mr. Dana Rohrabacher of California.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Don't know where to begin here. How much are we spending annually in Afghanistan now? How much does that cost the American taxpayer? Anybody know?
I mean, I think each of us have somewhat different budgets there. The total budget,
What would be? Nobody knows the total budget of what we're spending in Afghanistan. It's a hearing on Afghanistan. Can I have an estimate?
I'm sorry, Congressman.
I'll just have to say that it's disheartening to have a briefing from our government people who are involved in a project, and they can't tell me how much we're spending annually. And
it is an amount.
How many? How many killed and wounded have we suffered in the last 12 months? Mr. Dumont, would you know that?
Sir, I do not. I'll have to get back with you.
We're going to have to pause for a break. That's just disgusting there.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Super Fam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, this is Ryan Dawson covering for Mike Rivera. We are talking about Afghanistan. The number to call in is 800-313-9443. And I have a clip that from the hearing they had in Congress where they're asking them how much it costs, how many people died. None of them knew. And of course, did you hear this on the corporate news media? Nobody covered it. I mean, you would think that at least on the comedy shows or somebody would pick up these clips that I'm about to play, because this is just utterly preposterous and shocking. So let's get back to that clip with Roybacher is now asking the Pentagon and State Department officials ahead of them how many people have died, how much did it cost. Back to the clip, cue Afghanistan.
I'm sorry, Congressman.
Have to say that it's disheartening to have a briefing from our government people who are involved in a project, and they can't tell me how much we're spending annually. And
it isn't a matter.
How many? Okay. How many killed and wounded have we suffered in the last 12 months, Mr. Dumont? Would you know that?
Sir, I do not. I'll have to get back with you on that one also.
We don't know what the cost is, and we don't even know how many killed and wounded are. And we're supposed to believe that you fellows have a plan that's going to end up in a positive way in Afghanistan? Holy cow.
We do know that the number of Afghan soldiers and police killed is 30 times the number.
You know what? I'll have to tell you something. I'm more interested in knowing how many Americans have been killed, because the Afghans have been killing themselves for centuries. And, you know, my father fought in Korea, and I remember when he told me, he said, Dana, all of our these young men who are with me out fighting in Korea, they would never have believed that we'd be there after 50 years. They never, not one of those guys who went to Korea to try to stop the communist takeover would have believed that that meant that we would have been committed for 50 years. It's... Okay, we don't know how many are killed and wounded. We don't know what the cost is. So what will be the cost? You're presenting a plan now. We will want us to accept. What will be the cost to the United States per year annually after your plan is applied to Afghanistan, if they accept it?
Well, we haven't defined force levels there. I think the rough figure is probably about $1 million per soldier, so you can work out when.
And how many soldiers are we asking them, pleading with them to let us send our boys into harm's way? How many soldiers is the plan to continue with our presence?
The president hasn't made that decision yet.
Is there a proposal to Karzai on that?
No, in Karzai.
I heard the number 14,000. Is that out of the ballpark?
If you were talking about a U.S., NATO, everybody together figure, that would still probably be somewhat high.
Mm-hmm.
Karzai, in fact, has expressed no interest in the size of the residual presence.
Okay. You know, yesterday the Secretary of State was here, and he was telling me different things of why we what we can't do to make the mullahs mad. Of course, he wasn't putting it that way, and I suggested that there was groveling going on. I think we are groveling again. Maybe this is the grovel administration. We are groveling to Karzai. I know Karzai. I've known him for 20 years. And for to suggest his family, we all know what his family's done. They've become filthy rich. And we're dealing with a group there now, centered around the Karzai clique. I mean, drug dealing, skimming of U.S. aid, cronyism at its worst, and we're dealing with Pakistan in order to make sure we have a presence there, and we're meaning in Afghanistan. And the Pakistanis are doing what? We know the Pakistanis are behind the ISI, who they're financing. We know that they spend money that we end up getting from us to kill American soldiers. This is insanity. And then we have people who want to stay longer. It's time for us to get our butts out of that country. Not for their sake, for our sake. We don't even care enough to know how much it's costing or how many killed and wounded that we suffered. That should be right on the tip of your tongue. Because that's a cost to everybody's kid. I mean, everybody has got a son there or has to know that our number one priority is that person who we sent over there. We care about him enough. But we have some other agenda in Afghanistan. I don't see what we're going to accomplish, and we are asking what the goals are. If you believe that that's accomplishable in Afghanistan, I got a bridge to sell you in California. Thank you.
Mr. Jerry Connolly of Virginia.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, let me just say, I do think, I say to the panel, Mr. Rohrbach is right. How you can come to a congressional oversight hearing on this subject with your titles and not know how much we're spending every year and not know how many casualties we incur every year or this last year, I will say to the chairman of this committee, is actually a stunning, stunning development. I've been involved in foreign policy hearings and oversight for a long time. Like, that wouldn't be a question on the tip of one's tongue, but
Another 6 Americans died in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan yesterday. These people don't care about that. They don't care. They're not sending Americans into Afghanistan to help people of Afghanistan or liberate women or anything like that. It's just been a huge drug trade and a military presence there, wasting of billions of dollars.
Yeah, they're just wasting billions of dollars. And that's the clip I wanted you to hear yesterday. Why wasn't that in the media, in the ABC, BN, CBS, Fox, or even newspapers or anything? Did anybody read about it? Did anybody watch any news about that? I mean, that's really shocking. And they want us to stay there for another 5 years, and this plan is probably going to go through. It's probably going to happen. It's the longest war the U.S. has ever been in. It's been longer than Vietnam, where they murdered millions of people. And it's just been a sinkhole. And all the rhetoric that was used, oh, we're chasing terrorists, oh, we're going to build schools for girls, and none of that's happened. And as he was saying, and Mr. Rohrbach, he sounded pretty cool in the clip, but I just want to point out that even the Republican from California that was talking to Mr. DeMont, he supported the Taliban in the 90s. I mean, there are no white knights here. But relative to the Pentagon chicken hawks that want to continue this war, he came off pretty good, as is the gentleman at the end there from Virginia, who's a Democrat, by the way. It doesn't really matter what party. I mean, it's just you really got to get over that right away. But that's moving on a little bit further east into Asia. I feel like I should say something because a few days ago was the anniversary attack on Pearl Harbor in Hawaii on the 15th. And I'm not going to defend the bloodthirsty nationalists of Imperial Japan, but I do think that some balance has to be shed on what really happened at Pearl Harbor. Now, Mike's site originated as a hidden history site, so the reason I've gone over a little bit of JFK and I'm going to go over a little bit on Pearl Harbor is to kind of clear up some hidden history, even recent history. And what people need to understand is that Pearl Harbor was not a sneak attack. The U.S. knew it was coming and allowed it to happen. And it really was like another 9/11, a new Pearl Harbor. They had a RIP 80, which was just the document which had decoded the Japanese codes. They had caught a spy on the island. They knew exactly what was about to come. And not only did they know it was going to happen, the people in power wanted it to happen and helped create it in an 8-step plan that they had to make it happen. It was called the McCollum Memo. It was drafted in 1940, more than a year before Pearl Harbor. And all 8 steps were implemented, and I'll tell you the last 4 because they were the most egregious, I would say. And that was to send a division of long-range heavy cruisers into the Orient, Philippines or Singapore, which they did to the Philippines. They wanted to send 2 divisions of submarines, which they did all the way into Japanese waters, which, you know, how would we react to that? They wanted to keep and maintain the strength of the U.S. fleet in the Pacific within the vicinity of the Hawaiian Islands. They wanted to insist that the Dutch refuse to grant Japanese demands for undue economic concessions, particularly oil, and they completely embargoed all U.S. trade with Japan in collaboration with the British Empire. And we'll get back to that right after the break.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me five driving polar bears, $4 gas, 3 Fell Potomacers, 2 melting ice caps, and the Fear Mongering documentary.
Hey, welcome back. This is Ryan Dawson, subbing for Mike Rivero. The number to call in is 800-313-9443, and I'll get back to Pearl Harbor in Japan, but during the break, I heard a commercial for the RBN fundraising. They're entering the last quarter, and they're having taking donations. And I do not work for RBN. I am substituting for this show. I'm doing that for free. I don't have a stake in it. I won't get any of the money. But I do believe that you should donate to Republic Broadcasting Network. These men and women are working hard to deliver you independent media, and you need to support independent media like RBN, or it may disappear. There are a lot of others in the sensationalist media that tend to roll around a lot of dough because it is very tempting to get into sensationalism because it does sell. But if you want independent media to last and you don't want it to get suckered into a bunch of just Jonestown just crazy, then you've got to support them. So please support RBN. Now, Well, I've got a caller on the line, so I might get back to Japan in a second. But how about Art in Philly? What's on your mind? Are you there?
Yes, Ryan. How are you doing today?
I'm all right.
Good. I was listening to what you said earlier in the show, and I wrote a website that you could use. It's called NoPlaceForCorruption.com. There's a document section that took several years of research that would probably help you in your efforts. Yesterday, we lost a part of the history of the JFK era. There was a lawyer out of Philadelphia named Charles Peruto Sr., who one of my close relatives encountered. She was dating. Her boyfriend was got in a legal problem. She goes and talks to Peruto, and he says, a good thing you're dealing drugs in Bent Salem, Pennsylvania. You're protected by Arlen Specter. So here a big defense lawyer who died yesterday knew about the credibility or the lack of it for Arlen Specter, Mr. Warren Commission, single bullet theory.
Right, yeah.
All right. With respect to, you know, the other issues, you may...
Well, I do. I want to point out, I want you, that's NoPlaceForCorruption.com, and I
right.
like that because I like to get primary documents as much as possible because that's, for me, how I have to start because there's a lot of disinfo, let's say, on JFK. But
well, the easiest way to understand it is start from when the Nixon was impeached and he says they're going to expose the whole Bay of Pigs things, which is Operation Mongoose and Zapata. Mm-hmm. And then they also when he's talking to Reverend Graham, he's talking about the media issue, saying it's, you know, what he's talking about with the Jewish influence, and he was talking about Operation Mockingbird. Then if you were to go to the Nixon Library in Yorba Linda, California, you will see the two top benefactors are Walter Annenberg, Operation Mockingbird, and Max Fisher, Operation Mongoose, the Bay of Pigs affair to restore the casinos for the Chicago Syndicate. So
yeah.
If you look at it from there and you work it backwards, you can understand it a lot faster.
The New York Syndicate, too, the Luciano had been expelled to Sicily, but Mayor Lansky and that crew, as well as Trafficante, who have sitting in jail, they had the bribe to get him out. They lost $1.1 billion a year when Castro took over from Batista in Cuba. A lot of those casinos, we're talking about casinos, folks, in Cuba mostly, they lost over $1 billion. And
right.
People have to understand the privateer method. We do that today. The CIA outsources al-Nusra in Syria to kill people. To use the mobsters to assassinate people is nothing new or shocking.
Right. And so it was one of the Keating Five felons who worked for McCain, Max Fisher, who set up the Max Fisher School of Business and Republican Jewish Coalition, who also owned the United Fruit, Chiquita Bananas, who was influential in
That's the original war. Banana Republic.
Right, the Central America War, Operation PB Success, who then was under the Eisenhower administration, powerful enough to influence him to set up the Bay of Pigs affair through the CIA. Through his
And board. Dulles was on the board of directors for the United Fruit Company.
Yes, and that was a front for the Jewish mafia. Still is, as a matter of fact. But
yeah, a lot of those goobers moved over into Monsanto.
Right. So the point I wanted to make is there's a book out called Taken of America 1, 2, 3, and they talk about the power control group. That's really good. And I sent an email to you, What Really Happened, which shows that power control group is alive and well, and big part of it. It has existed in southeastern Pennsylvania with the Bucks County Republican Party, going back all the way back to the era that Capone Syndicate up to the present time. Netanyahu was here. Alan Rubinstein, the nephew of Jack Ruby, Anna Citron, the first wife of Meyer Lansky, is here. Sergei Mogilevich, the head of the Russian Mafia, was here for 10 years, all within like 10 miles of here. Too much of a coincidence for all this to happen right here. They had a big part
How close is that to Apollo, Pennsylvania? Do you know where Zalman Shapiro and they were smuggling all the uranium out of there?
Well, it's directly related to that in this respect. Apollo is near Pittsburgh, and I'm near Philadelphia, so we're about several hundred miles apart. When they had the Apollo project, Zalman Shapiro was defended by Arlen Specter to cover up the whole scandal. And before it occurred, they had the head of the Jewish spy ring, Raphael Eaton, was over there visiting. Right, who was the handler for Jonathan Pollard. Okay, so he comes, he basically, you know, after, this happened like within a little after a year after the JFK affair, and here you have Arlen Specter involved.
Hold on, I want to point out who Jonathan Pollard is for the other listeners. He's a notorious spy later in the 80s, who also was defended by one of the 9/11 commissioners later on, but do continue.
Right. So, Jonathan, the relationship is that Arlen Specter, one of his close friends before he died, and he's still in power right now, is Robert Asher, who's a convicted felon when our state treasurer blew his brains out on TV, Bud Dreyer. And he's also a lobbyist for Duane Morris, which is one of the founders of the Likud Party, for Netanyahu, which is his close friend. They grew up together in near Shetland, Pennsylvania. And we also see that Netanyahu was trying to get, first of all, he was involved with the trigger issues, and he's also trying to release Jonathan Pollard out of prison. So there's a big part of this going right back to southeast Pennsylvania. Goes back. They're also the power brokers for Tom Ridge, and we saw what happened to the Department of Homeland Security when he set it up. He said he couldn't do anything about the immigration, and he couldn't do anything about all the crony contracting going on there. For instance, Accenture, formerly Arthur Anderson, getting 25% of all the business for the Department of Homeland Security. When
before that, Richard B. Anderson. I don't know if it, but oh,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I mean, basically, within several months before that point, they were disbarred, the accounting side of it, for the fraud over Enron, and the technical side won the contracts. You know, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, Enron had Was it White? Was either the Secretary of the Army or Navy, one of those. They had Pentagon people in there. They always just do that revolving door nonsense.
Right.
But that's NoPlaceForCorruption.com, and then the book was Taking Over America 1-2-3.
Right. It talks about the power control group that Bruce Willis mentioned. He says he believes if Kennedy was assassinated, then that the people who did it would still be in power today. And that's what I'm talking about. These people are in power today.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I want to make a movie about it, but I don't want it to be 8 hours long. So one of the troubles with it is crunching everything down and making it digestible for people, because the Kennedy affair, I mean, you can spend many, many, many years and read a lot of books about it, just Oswald or just one character in it. And so I'm trying to think of a way to deliver it and get all these characters. And I'm not sure where to cut it off, because it just sort of bleeds into modern times, as you were already doing. So that does make it. But yeah, send a mail over to What Really Happened, and maybe you and I can talk on my own show, too. I'm going to be covering Kennedy with Piper and Blankford and some other Jeff Gates and some other Kennedy researchers, Lisa Pease and so on.
Actually, so a lot of the information I gave to Jeff Gates, that's how he figured out some of this. I got the original news articles up there, so you can actually see the actual people that were directly involved with this. So that'll save you a lot of time. Some of the history is starting to disappear, though.
Well, yeah, and one of Gates' personal friends was actually in Israel when the 67 war started. He recounted this story on the air with me the other, I guess a few months ago, actually. The air raid sirens were going off, and they were saying, don't you think we need to go to, to get in a bunker or do something? And the Israelis are just very nonchalantly like, no, that won't be necessary. Because they know they had preemptively struck the Egyptian Air Force while it was on the ground.
They also asked LBJ to see if they could have the state of Arizona as the new country of Israel if they lost.
Can you hold through the break? I got it.
Okay.
All right. We got a break coming up.